From Radio Deutsche Welle, it's Melody Time. Join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello again, I'm Diane Erickson. Now, what better way of starting the program than with an overture? One that originally belonged in the opera house, but which has become a crowd pleaser at classical concerts. The overture to the opera Donna Diana by Emil Nikolaus von Reznicek. Thank you. Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Hans Funk, with the overture to Donna Diana by Emil Nikolaus von Resnicek, a composer who wrote a large body of work, but this is the only piece to survive the test of time. Resnicek was not the only one to have suffered this fate, of course. The Spanish composer Manuel de Falla, while hardly an obscure composer, is still far less known now than the success in his day would suggest. It was Falla who brought the rhythms of Spanish folk music to the international stage and to the repertoire of classical ballet. Most of those compositions seldom make it to the concert hall, but one of his works, intended as incidental music, dug in its heels and refused to go away. The ritual fire dance from his ballet Amor Brujo, known in English as Love the Magician.
Thank you.
the Ritual Fire Dance by Manuel de Falla. It was played there by the Philharmonia Orchestra of London under the baton of the great Italian conductor Carlo Maria Giulini. From the passionate southern temperament of Falla, let's have a bit of contrast now and hear something from the cool northerner Johannes Brahms. Though come to think of it, there's not much cool and collected about the dance music we've selected. Having decided to move south to Vienna, Brahms was just as susceptible as everyone else to the sound of Hungarian folk music, which was all the rage at that time. After a visit to Hungary, he presented a surprised Viennese public with his collection of Hungarian dances. Apparently, he was uncertain as to which melodies he'd truly invented and which ones he'd simply remembered, so being an honest man, decided not to give the collection an opus number. Brahms wrote the dances as four-handed piano music, but other musicians of the day snapped them up and made their own arrangements. Joseph Joachim, for example, violin virtuoso and long-standing friend of Brahms, arranged the dances for violin with piano accompaniment. Vladimir Spivakov, violin, and Boris Bekhterev, piano, with Joseph Joachim's arrangement of Hungarian Dance No. 16 by Brahms. Now, how about a little Verismo? Lovers of Italian opera will know what I mean. Verismo was the so-called realistic school of Italian opera popular at the end of the 19th century. Its principal proponents were Pietro Mascagni and Ruggiero Leoncavallo. Leoncavallo was another of those composers who made his name with a single work. His claim to fame is the one-act opera I Pagliacci, a story about a clown, which premiered in Milan in 1892. The composer wrote both the music and the text, basing the work on a real-life event. It's a play within a play. The main character recounts in a dramatic monologue the tragic fate of the clown, hiding his suffering behind a smiling mask. Tenor Jose Carrera singing Cover Yourself in Trinkets from Leoncavallo's opera I Pagliacci. Riccardo Muti conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra of London. In the second half of the 19th century, a young flautist and clarinetist named Josif Ivanovici began to make a name for himself as a composer. As leader of a military band in Romania, it's hardly surprising that his taste ran to rousing marches and lively waltzes. But otherwise he took his inspiration from far and wide. His compositions were good enough to put military Romanian music on the map and stand up to the deluge of new melodies imported from Vienna. Here is his Bavarian Ländler. ¶¶ Budapest Strauss Ensemble conducted by István Bogár, with Bavarian Ländler by Josif Ivanovici. We only have time for one more piece, and since we're in a Bavarian mood, how about a Strauss polka appropriately titled Gruß an München, Greetings to Munich. Strauss wrote this musical greeting to the Bavarian capital in 1860 for the official opening of the new rail link between Munich and Vienna. It was called the Elizabeth Railway in honor of the Bavarian princess Elizabeth, who was also the wife of the Emperor Franz Josef. Take it away, the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra. Dare I say, all aboard? A French polka with greetings to a German city. Gruß an München by Josef Strauss the Younger. And right on schedule, we've run out of time in this melody time. From me, your host, Diane Erickson, our editor, Dieter Klave, producer, Rick Volker, and studio engineer, Oliver Berger. Goodbye for now. Melody Time is compiled by Barbara Anders and brought to you by Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.